While we often talk about black holes, it isn't always easy for us to imagine what a black hole actually is. In April 2019, however, a postdoctoral student at Cambridge published the first photograph of a black hole, an orange-hued halo around a black disk, which appears to be somewhat blurred. It's an image of the heart of a galaxy, Messier 87, located 55 millions of light years away. Try to imagine the sheer immensity of that distance. We find it hard enough to envisage our own galaxy. It's so vast. A black hole is truly a thing of mystery. When it comes to things of the dark, black holes are the most famous dark things in our universe. Far from simply being holes, they're astral bodies, just like planets and stars, but very compact, very dense, and as a result, they develop a gravitational field so intense that it attracts all matter and light round about them. This is why they don't shine, and why they can only be detected by indirect methods. But let's just take a step back for a moment. History. Modern physics comes to us from the 18th century, from the famous Isaac Newton. He theorized what he called gravitation through the theory of universal gravitation. The moon orbits the Earth, just as the Earth orbits around the sun, and those masses exert a mutual attraction to each other under the effect of gravitation. Gravitation, therefore, is a general force which results in the orbits of satellites, planets, and celestial bodies. It makes objects attract each other. The strength of the force varies depending on size, mass, and the quantity of physical matter. The larger the physical body, the more significant the force. Gravitation depends on distance just as much. The closer two bodies are to one another, the more significant the force. The opposite is also true. We also find this gravitational force at work on Earth. We call it gravity. It affects all bodies on the surface of the Earth or near the surface. This is why when we throw an object, it falls to Earth. This is the exact same reason that the apple falls from the tree to the ground below. And even as human beings, we have mass. But it's gravity that gives us our weight. Should we find ourselves in space, far from the gravitational field of attraction of a planet or a star, we'd be weightless and we'd float. This force is hard at work in our everyday lives. This discovery explains the movement of stars in orbit, as well as the weight of mass here on Earth. To extricate ourselves from the gravitational field, we have to struggle against the attraction of this force and deploy an energy equal to the force in order to move away from the gravitational field. It's a little like a rocket. The energy released by the combustion of fuel exceeds the gravitational force and results in an impetus which allows it to leave the